أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين وأن أتلو القرآن فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فقل إنما أنا من المنذرين وقل الحمد لله سيريكم آياته فتعرفونها وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. Concluding the surah An-Naml at the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the fact that this Quran was received by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the various anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, very briefly Hazrat Musa alayhi as-salam, and then the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi as-salatu was-salam, brief mention about Hazrat Dawood alayhi as-salam, and then Salih alayhi as-salatu was-salam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about his qudrat, Allah's might, and again Allah reminded about this Quran Kareem, that this Quran narrates those incidents of the Bani Israel. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had come, and those who had not accepted, Allah had equated them to those who were dead, those who were deaf, those who were blind, and they would not listen to this message of Allah. Allah reminded us briefly about the akhirat, the thawab and the reward of the akhirat in the last ayat verses. And ya Allah Rabbul Izzat, now once again Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's mission and the duties and functions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innama umirtu an a'buda rabba hadhihi al-balda. Certainly I have been commanded only that I worship the Rabb of this city. And most of the commentators have stated that this city is the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Alladhi harramaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of Makkah Mukarramah, and Allah wants to show the importance of Makkah Mukarramah, and that Makkah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah had granted sacredness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted honor. Walahu kullu shay, and do not feel that Allah is only the Rabb of the Baytullah, but in the control and in the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs all things. Wa umirtu an akuna min al muslimin. Besides the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have also been commanded that I be from amongst those that submit, that surrender, that subjugate to the commands of Allah, to the orders of Allah, to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third command, wa an atlu al Quran, and that I recite the Quran Kareem. And here it will refer to the recitation unto mankind, that I will recite from the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which mankind will hear, will listen, and most of them that listen will gain hidayat, they will gain the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be those that were arrogant, whose hearts were filled with pride, who did not want to accept the truth, and they remained on falsehood, and hence they rejected this hidayat of Allah. So hence Allah says, فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever had gained the hidayat, certainly he gained the hidayat to his own benefit, to the benefit of his own nafs and himself. وَمَنْ ضَلَّى, and whoever was deviated, فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. Then say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that certainly I am but a warner. In other words, my duty and my function was to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in concluding, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the story of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah had also commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam to say, Alhamdulillah wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. He again say, Alhamdulillah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah had chosen you for this mission. Many had accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sayurikum ayati, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you his signs. Fata'rifunaha, then you will recognize the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, these signs will show you the truthfulness, the realities with regards to Allah, the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the perfection of the creation of Allah, the perfection of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma rabbuka bighafilin amma ta'malun, and your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not heedless, is not negligent of what you carry out. In other words, the deeds that you have carried out, undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense you and recompense for you on the day of Qiyamah. So concluding the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and perhaps if we look at it also, this is the command to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salam, that number one, the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat of Allah is not only confined to our masjids, but in every aspect of our lives, in our business lives, in our domestic lives, whether we in our homes, whether we are outside, in the masjid, out of the masjid, total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, submission and surrender to the commandments of Allah. Whatever the commandment of Allah is, we do not question it, but we fulfill it. And then also submission to the decree of Allah, that whatever the taqdeer of Allah be, we should submit to the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without questioning, whether it is in our favor, whether it is prosperity, whether it is anxiety, whether it is difficulties or hardships, whether it is happiness, all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, wa an atluwa al-Qur'an, and that is a command for us also, that ourselves we read the Qur'an al-Kareem, we acquaint ourselves with the message of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and we invite others also towards this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, continue to praise Allah for all the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.